Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us for our last show of 2016, and I'm excited. I'm telling you, it's going to be the best show of the year because you guys are going to be my guests tonight. So we're going to hear from some great, great people. Each and every one of you are great. We're going to hear each and every person that I'm going to try to get every person that has, you know, that I can to get in and share. But again, please keep it to a 3-minute minimum so that I can get everybody that I can in. Tonight, we are thanking each and every one of our sponsors. Our sponsors are Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available online at any of your online bookstores. And I'm telling you guys, this is a great, great read. And she's sharing how God delivered her son for over 15-year addiction to alcohol. So you want to pick that up. Again, the title of that book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And that's by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And CDs are available with CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Vincent Lynch is the founder and owner of this organization. I'm telling you, the man is a musical genius. He does jingles and all of that. And the music that you heard to the song that's my intro, the jingle, he actually did the music. I wrote the words. He did the music. Again, that's Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. He has some awesome, awesome music on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. He is an awesome, awesome instrumentalist. I'm telling you, if you love jazz music, that's your man. Unique Expression by Design, specializing in your custom products for your business. So whether you need it for business or personal products, I'm telling you, Angelise Washington is there to take care of you. Anything you need personalized, she can make it a reality. T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals. If you need it for a family reunion or if you need it for your corporation, she can take care of you. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar with Roz over at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, located inside of F&D Beauty, right beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia. I'm telling you, she specializes in it. All of your hair care needs, from relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, whatever it is, she can take care of you. Call and place your make your appointment at 404-599-3712. And finally, printtara.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. I want to thank and give a special, special thanks to each and every one of these sponsors tonight. They have been a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, sowing into this fruitful ground each and every month for the entire year of 2016. And I pray God's blessing upon your life and upon your ministries, your businesses. I thank you so very much. And we are continuing with that special of $25 a month. So if you want to get your business on Fire to Inspire and be showcased each and every week on Fire to Inspire, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I'm telling you, these people have been blessed because they're sowing into fertile ground. And I just tell you guys, the topic tonight, it is 2016 in review. Now, what are you ready to do? So I'm going to start it off, and then we're going to get everybody involved who wants to be a part. We're going to get you in here. So remember, please keep your keep it at your limit so we can get everybody in. So I'm going to start it off. So 2016 has been a beautiful, beautiful year. You know, everybody has experienced the beauty, and, you know, you may have had a little bit of ruffles and tuffles, but guess what? God is greater than the ruffles and the tuffles. I've had an opportunity to do several speaking engagements, media coverage at different events. I was able to be with the Men of Vision to share their panel at the Cobb Galleria this year, Manifestations Now, where they went bestseller in like less than 2 hours. Gems Inc., I was a speaker over there, emceed at a gospel fest, and then I have speaking engagements already for 2017. I'm logged in as the media coverage for the Free Your Mind event in Conyers, January 22nd. And Angela Crook is the founder and visionary, and it's actually going to be a fundraiser for the Healing Hearts Through the Arts organization that she has. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about that. And you look for more on that, because you definitely, if you're in the Atlanta area or driving area, you can you definitely want to come support that event. That is January 22nd. I will be the on-site media. And then I will be a panelist. I was just asked to be a panelist on a women's conference in, I think, Lithonia, Georgia. I just got that invite today for sometime in March. I think it's March 27th. And then you guys, if you are friends with me on Facebook, you do see that I was honored to be a part of the Cindy's blog. I tell you, Simply Cindy's blog, and I just give God glory because that, you know, that suddenly was here and instantaneous was here. So I'm telling you, trust God, stay focused, don't focus on what the things are that don't look right. Focus on the assignment and everything that God has called you to, and I promise you, continue to speak life over your life. If you want to see something different, speak something different. Speak what you want to see and not what you currently see if it's not the results that you want to see. So, guys, I thank you so much. I had, like I said, I'm going to keep mine at a minimum so that we can get everybody in. So we're going to bring in next live Miss Michelle Roberts, and I'm telling you, this lady is on fire as well. So let's bring Miss Michelle. Michelle, are you here with us?
Yes, I am here and just so glad to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me. And like you said, 2016 has been awesome. And if God can do it in 2016, I know it's going to be phenomenal in 2017. But just some of the highlights of what the Lord has done for me. One of the things that I did this year was I invested in the next level that I want to go in my business. And one of the things she told me to do, one of the things, I'm a dating strategist, and I wanted to be known as an expert in the field. And one of the ways that she suggested was for me to start doing some guest posts, guest blogging posts, and that type thing. And I honestly, because of that, I got picked up by a dating site in the UK as one of their dating experts. So I'm on their site as an expert. So I'm international now, hallelujah. And then one of the biggest sites on digitally is called Digital Romance. I'm one of their guest contributors as well. So I've actually just got my third post published. It went live today. And, you know, God is just really opening the door. And so these have been guest posts. So my goal for 2017 is now to get paid as an expert because I have those things behind me. I've been on LifeHack. The door was open for that. And then Everyday Blog. So now that I've established myself as an expert, it's in print. You know, you can be an expert in your own mind, but once it's in print, you're about to take it from me. I'm now going to leverage those things in order to get more speaking events and paid opportunities. So I just thank God for opening up the doors. And now I'm getting so many requests. I'm just like, okay, God, you know what you're doing. You know, sometimes you pray for something, and then you need to make sure you're prepared for the influx. Because when God does it, when the door is open, you got to be ready to run into that door. And preparation is key for that. So thank you so much for being able to share. I'm going to keep mine as a minimum, but I just thank God for the open doors. I'm running through them, and I encourage everyone else to do the same.
Amen, amen. You said something that was really key, Michelle. And you said be prepared. And even last night, when I was contacted by Cindy for her blog, she said, I want to put you on my blog in January, but I actually had a person that did not come through for this week. So if you're ready, I can put you on tonight. So I was like, okay, yeah, be you ready. So my bio, I needed it updated. I got it updated. And within, from the time she contacted me to the time she went live, it was only 3 hours. The instantaneous and immediately is here. So make sure you are ready and prepared. Get your bios together, people who are speaking, people who are doing anything in the public. Get your bios together. Authors, whoever's out there, get yourself ready because the immediately, the suddenly, and the instantaneous is here for you.
Amen,
all right.
Amen.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing, and we appreciate you tonight, and we look forward to you coming back and sharing more with us for 2017.
All right, now. Praise God.
All right. Thank you so very much. Okay, so that was Michelle Roberts. She is, I tell you, the specialist woman. She is making it happen. She's doing her thing. And we have Miss Loretta Rice next that has reached out. I think she's live with us now. Loretta, press one if that is you. I think you said you're going to be going next, Loretta. All right, there you go. All right, Loretta, welcome to On Friday Inspire. How are you?
Hey, I am doing wonderful. And how are you?
Great, great. Great, great, great. 2016 in review. Now, what you ready to do, girl?
What I'm ready to do is just launch out more into the deep, really just take hold of the things that God has just placed in our hands. 2016 was an amazing a year, and it's not over yet. We have just a few more days left in it, and on our end, we have been experiencing miracle signs and wonders. One of the things that God told us is that he was connecting us with people of influence and that he was sending us skilled workers. It was the word that he sent. And he's just been doing that. I got invited to be a speaker in 2017 on a major platform. We have been praying for God to give people strategies and resources on how that had influence to reach out to others and share those platforms and different things. And so I received a message in regards to one. And I was like, oh, really? You know, and so God has opened that door. I'll be a speaker at an upcoming event in 2017. With that being said, some other fabulous things happen. Not only am I in ministry, but I'm also an entrepreneur and a business owner. And there are some things that God had spoken a few years ago in regards to contracts and that he was going to open the door for major contracts. And November, actually it started several months ago, but in November that contract was solidified. They took me to a whole other income bracket in my income. Yes, hallelujah. And so I praise God for that, for breaking the back of poverty and also just putting us in positions to be able to help others. It put me in a position to provide employment for other people. I was able to bring on about five people or so and employ them because of that contract. And so I just give God praise for that. He has, there again, just opened connections with people of influence, and this has been amazing. You know, I got offered, Michelle was talking about some coaching. I got offered by a very prominent speaker to be coached for free for a whole year, and I was like, God, thank you. I don't have to pay a dime. I just have to show up. And so it's just been exciting. I'm so excited for God just being faithful to his word. I'm ready to release this video, God of the 11th month, and I plan on trying to do that before this year is out. But he shows up, you know, not all the time when we want, but he's definitely on time. And so I just thank him for that. And I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share today. Amen.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And you said some things I'm going to confirm for you, okay? You heard me say instantaneous, immediately, and suddenly, right?
Yes.
All right, so the contracts are here, and that's not your first one. I mean, that may be your first one, but that's not your last one. Multiple streams of income are our portion. Lack and poverty is not a part of the kingdom, so we are breaking the back of the enemy, and poverty is not a thing for anyone that looks like the kingdom or act like the kingdom or walk in the kingdom. So I just want to confirm that for you this evening, and I thank you for joining us tonight, and we look forward for you coming back with us on 2017 and on Friday Inspire.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Guys, I tell you, I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I just so love the Lord. I tell you, I'm so in awe of God. When he tells you to do something, he gave me the title. He told me what to do. He told me for y'all to be my guest tonight, and I'm just so excited and elated. Let's see who we have here next. Let me see. Cassandra, if you are live with us, press one. If you are live, Cassandra. You are live. Let me see here. I got a bunch of y'all that's ready. So, Cassandra, if you're not pressing one, I don't know that you're here. All right, next person that's reaching out. We have Darren, Pastor Darren. Pastor Darren, let me see here. Guys, here's the thing. Some people provided their phone numbers, and some did not. So, going to go down the list, and then after that, we're going to open it on up to the rest. So here we go. Let's see. Pastor Darren, you and your wife, I tell you, they have a powerful, powerful ministry. They are a relationship. I'm telling you, they have a marriage ministry that is phenomenal. And it is just, you know, God is just doing a new thing through them. Hold on. All right, Pastor Dawn. I think I got you here. Bear with me, guys. All right, we just hit Loretta. All right, we're getting ready to go down the line because I don't know the number. All right, here we go. Next person we have live. I think this might be Pastor D. 215 area code, you're live. Who do I have with me? Hello?
215, how you doing? It's Brother D from Praise the Lord Radio Show. How you doing?
Brother D, praise the Lord. Welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm all right. How you feel?
I'm glad to be here tonight.
Amen, amen. So glad to hear your voice. I'm just very inspired by all the people that I'm hearing, and I'm honored to be among the rest. I'm going to share even coming after me. Amen.
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 Amen. So yeah. What 2016 in review now? What you ready to do, Pastor Dave?
Well, one of the things that 2016 that God did for me in 2016 is to really, really increase me in Him, and I needed that because basically. I'm in my 40s now. I'm no longer in my 20s, but you know, things start to change in my body. Things start to change in my life, and I really needed God to come through. And I come from a background where I had, when I originally was, you know, when I got saved, when I was in my early 20s, where I slept with the lights on all the time because I was always tormented, and God delivered me in that phase. And I had to find myself in my 40s, having been as even as a pastor, to be delivered again, you know. And one thing that God showed me is that for me is to keep my eyes on Jesus, literally to keep our eyes on Jesus day and night, and that that this walk is a walk of day to day to moment walk. The more you get closer to Jesus, if anyone has all their life, I'm speaking to you today. It says in the book of Deuteronomy 28:15 that. We have to understand that we are no longer under condemnation. So the book of the law says, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord to do all that's in the book of the law, that all the curses will come on you. So that means if you break one part of the law, that all of the curse will come on you. And all the curses are from Deuteronomy 28:16 through 68. But the Bible says that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon us. And God should start to really minister to me on another level. I mean, we think, like I thought, you know, you know scriptures, but God starts to really minister to me for me to be free from condemnation. Always the devil telling you what he's going to do to you or how he's going to do it. He's giving you visions. He's giving you dreams. But the more you focus on Jesus, God will give you clarity. God will give you precision. God will give you a new mindset. And the big thing I've learned in 2016 and the things that God has showed me is just to truly focus on Him. Because some people in your life, as you all know, that they don't even know that they're being used by, you know, by the enemy. And some things that we may even have a preconceived notion in our mind that people are thinking when they're really not thinking that about us, that attacks come that way. So God had to renew me in that way. So, but the more I stayed focused on Jesus, the more the anxiety left, the more of the self-condemnation or what I thought was condemnation coming from other people left. And you really find yourself in a place of depression sometimes, but God will lift you up out of that. And that's why I tell people, don't be afraid to pray in the spirit. And when I say in the spirit, I mean pray in tongues. Don't be afraid to apologize. Don't be afraid to be who you are, to let your hair down in Christ Jesus. Because we are redeemed from the curse of the law, that none of those things should be upon us. So that's why God lifts all the curse of the law out, so we can see what a curse is. So some things we don't even know is a curse that we're flowing under, but we're redeemed. And that's the big thing I wanted to share tonight, and just putting everyone here just to focus on Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And I just want to confirm that word for you as well, Pastor D. One of the things that the Lord said was to stay focused on the assignment and stay focused on him and his word, because his promises will not and cannot return void. So you're right. We have to stay focused on the promise and the assignment, because you're going to see different little things that come as distractions, but we come against those distractions and stay focused on what we're called to do. So I just praise God for you sharing tonight, and thank you so very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you guys. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. All right, Pastor John, we're going to bring you up next. Let me see here. We have you at a 917 area code. Guys, we're getting to everybody. Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Pastor John. Lady John, how you guys doing this evening?
Hey, I'm fine. Unfortunately, my wife is not here right now. She had an appointment that she had to go to, so I am flying solo this time, but it's a pleasure to be here, woman of God. Such an honor and such a privilege to be here. You know, do I get started?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, first I just want to say it's truly a pleasure and it's an honor for me to be on your program. I thank God for what you're doing, and truly God is just doing some great things in your ministry, and I'm so proud to be a part of this. For those that doesn't know who I am, my name is Doran Francis. I'm an ordained reverend and also an associate pastor at Greater Mount Bethel Church here in New York City. My wife and I, we are marriage and relationship coach and also mentor to many. I am the author of Built to Last, a Successful Marriage and Relationship. And through that book, I was able to be on a lot of different radio programs here in New York City, WLIB. I was on also on 1190. I mean, God just opened up a lot of doors. I believe that 2016 has been the year where God have allowed us to be in a state where I call it preparation period. I believe that we cannot be ready for anything that we're not prepared for. And I believe that through the preparation that we have made in 2016, it's now going to propel us into 2017 on a platform and on a level where God is about to expand our reach and allow us to have more influence in the kingdom and in the body of Christ. My wife and I, we've been married for 22 years. I've known her since I was 5 years old. We were born and raised in the island of Jamaica, West Indies. My parents moved here when I was 17 years old, and I went back to Jamaica, got married to her, and we're now living here. We have two boys. And I just believe that marriage work when you work hard at it. And the enemy is very strategic against marriage. And when the Lord have led my wife and I to start working in marriage ministry, and we started to just see how God is just tearing down all the barriers and all the strongholds that the enemy have set up against the home, I know that it is an attack from the enemy. And I want to challenge everyone that is listening to me. If you're going through some hardship in your marriage, I do understand that divorce happened and some of it is necessary, especially when you're in an abusive relationship and all these other things that goes on. But if there's any flicker of flame that you know for sure that you can save your marriage, I would recommend that you exhaust all the option that you have in order to work on it. Because the devil is a liar and he's attacking the marriages, especially in the body of Christ. And I believe in this season, amen, that God have allowed my wife and I to become a voice, you know, to let folks know that marriage is not built in a day, but marriage is built daily. And the Bible says, who God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And so our ministry has just been exploding over the last couple of months, you know. Even on, you know, live streaming, we have, you know, thousands of people watch our broadcast on a regular daily basis. You know, we're just excited about what God is doing. And I'm also excited about each and every one of you. And finally, I would like to say to those that are listening, I practice what is called the five P's of life, and they are proper planning prevent poor performance. I consider it as universal, which means that you can use it for business, you can use it for your personal life, you can use it for your spiritual life, you can use it for your marriage, you can use it for any areas of your life. And if you're properly prepared, I guarantee you that God is ready to open up doors for you so that you can be able to be blessed and bless others in 2017. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Amen, amen. And for all of you that have shared, make sure you go in on the Facebook chat, because Pastor Darren, I want you to actually go ahead and post that up there. The proper planning prevents poor performance. I love it. I want you to post that out there. Do you have the link?
Oh, well. I'll do that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, well, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate you, man of God, and great, great things are here for you. So continue to do what you're doing. Continue to stay focused because greater is already here. I ain't going to say it's coming. It's here.
Amen. Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you so much, man of God.
All the best. Thank you.
All right, all right. Okay, let's see who we have here next. I'm telling you guys, y'all just lighting the fire even higher. I tell you. I think we have Dr. Ed Womack on the line. Do we have Dr. Ed here? Hello. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Is this Dr. Ed?
Great evening, Miss On Fire to Inspire.
Great
this
evening,
Dr.
great
Ed.
Evening, man. Man of God, how you doing, King?
I'm better than blessed and absolutely humbled to be in the company of such esteemed callers and guests here tonight on the On Fire to Inspire show. And just want to thank you for having the obedience to have this call. And so I'm going to be obedient as well with the 3 to 5 minute limit that you've given us. And I just am so humbled and grateful for what this year has provided. There's been some ups, there have been some downs, but through it all, what I learned in this year was to change the question from why am I going through whatever is happening, good, bad, or indifferent, to what is it that the Creator is attempting to impress upon me to learn in the midst of all of it. I've had some tremendous opportunity this year. I've also had some valley experiences, but what I realize and I want to share with the listeners today is that even in the valley, God tends to do some of his greatest works. And during one of those valleys, I was actually speaking at a conference called Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain that was being held by a good friend of mine. And Lord Jesus, I found out I was on the wrong mountain, Miss On Fire to Inspire. And in the midst of learning that I was on the wrong mountain, I began to evaluate some of the things that had happened. And I started to say, well, you know what? I'm all over the place. I'm being invited here. I'm being invited there. I'm showing up here. I'm showing up there. But the question was posed, are you just being busy or are you walking in alignment with your assignment? And I had to take a pause for the cause to realize that I really and truly wasn't walking in alignment with my assignment. But, baby, going into 2017, we about to get her done with his grace, his continued mercy, and just really began to hone in on the things that God had planted. Because even while I share that there have been some ups and downs, what I really want to leave everybody with here is that the seed was planted even before we were birthed and manifested on this planet. And the thing that I really, really, really want everybody to hear tonight is a seed cannot grow without dirt. So that calamity, that chaos, that noise, that unforeseen, those blows you didn't see coming, that ain't nothing but dirt, y'all. But fully realize that a seed cannot grow without dirt. And so those things that you've gone through, those things I've encountered, those things that you have encountered, count it all joy. Because in my favorite book, the undisputed number one bestseller, he clearly says that the greatest of thee will be a servant. And so that truly was the revelation that I had in this On Fire to Inspire, is that at the end of the day, I'm a teacher. I'm a trainer. I'm a servant. And I need to walk in alignment with that assignment and so that he can truly get the glory through my life and through my efforts. And so I'm just humbled. I'm excited, beyond excited tonight, and just really, really want to commend you again for being obedient to his call to have this kind of a show tonight. And real quick before I get out of here, I'd be remiss if I didn't leave y'all with this. Good, better, best, we can't let it rest until our good is our better and our better is our best. And if we realize the reason for the season and our alignment to our assignment, full stop. We'll see you at the top. Because the bottom's entirely too crowded. Peace and blessings, y'all.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Womack. Man Rise Up Radio. I tell you, he has a show, man of God, that he will empower you guys. 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. You still 11 o'clock, right?
That is correct.
All right. 11 o'clock Saturday mornings, guys. So it's called Man Rise Up Radio. So you want to definitely connect with Dr. Ed Womack. Thank you so much, man of God, for sharing with us.
Thank you, woman of God.
All right. Okay, we have Mr. Tony Reginald Tony Brown. Are you live with us this evening?
I am here, my sister. I am here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, Menegai. How are you this evening?
Sister, I am truly blessed, a little bit tired, as I've been out here serving all the public during the Christmas season. As for people that don't know me, I am the mailman. I've been working for the United States Postal Service for the past 20 years. And let me start off by saying, sister, first of all, thank you for allowing me to be here tonight just to simply share just a tad bit of what 2016 has done for me. Like the previous brother was talking about, man, when we go through things, you know, a lot of times we ask that question as the why. But I, just like my brother, no more questioning why. Lord, be it unto me as you say, okay? So whatever it is, mm-hmm. since you are the one that's ordering my footsteps, if I am here, I am here for a reason. And I know mm-hmm. that I'm only staying for a season. So this mm-hmm. year, it was really a little challenging for me as long as it was for me. When I was thinking about it in my terms, it made it hard. But when I stepped outside of me and turned around and went and looked at it, I seen that God was just bringing me through another phase of my life. And that phase was for me to learn to trust him just that much more. So, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, I had to learn, you know, when we get so hung by our tongue sometimes. When things come our way, we get mad or we say things that we really shouldn't ought to say. And then we sit up and we wonder why it is, why do we bring these type of things on me. So I've learned to be quiet. And I say when things come my way, I learn to stop and really pray. You know, a lot of times we as Christians, we say that we do, but a lot of times we really don't. So in the year of 2016, it was a growth factor. I had some health issues, but we prayed, we believed, and look, guess what? The same way they came, the same way they went away. So moving forward in 2017, what is it that I'm willing to do? Oh, my gosh. God has given me this gift of my mouth and for me to utilize it. And, you know, I have a passion for men because, you know, our men in this day and time, they're broken. They don't really have a whole lot of substance. A lot of us brothers, we didn't have fathers. We didn't have men of God to teach us and guide us and lead us until becoming the men that we are supposed to be today. So this year, just yesterday, I went to go look for some office space for another project that I'm doing, but there was a brother that was there that said, man, look, man, let me come in and show you something. So he has a whole curriculum that we're going to start bringing some brothers in and really start raising some brothers up here in the Duluth area. So that's what's been going on with the mailman. I'm looking forward to a fantabulous 2017. Sister, I pray many blessings on you for everything that you not only doing, just have done in my life, but I'm just listening to all the different people's lives that you have touched with your radio show. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that everyone has a wonderful and awesome evening and a happy 2017 and a much prosperous one because I know that it will be. God bless you guys. Y'all have an awesome evening.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Tony Mailman, we appreciate you. All right.
Amen.
Guys, for each of you who have presented, make sure you go into the event and share your PowerPoints that you know, things that you want people to remember. Go in there and post them, and then leave your contact information. It's all about visibility. It's all about helping each other because I cannot do this by myself. Then it's all about, this is the fertile ground that God has given me. So I want to be a blessing into you as you're blessing me tonight. So, guys, I want you to share your PowerPoints because for those who have not listened, they may go back and listen to the recording, but they need to hear these things. They need to understand that it's not about the mountain, it's not about the valley, but it's about the mountain experience. And it's not about what they're seeing that don't align with the assignment, but it's about being focused on the assignment. So without further ado, we're going to bring Brother Roy Dinkins on the line. Minister Roy, Reverend Pastor, we're going to bring you on. You ready? Are you live with us? Roy.
Yes, ma'am. Duncan. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm
here
live.
We go. How you doing, man of God?
I'm good, woman of God. How you?
I am great. I am great. So it's 2016 in review. Now, what are you ready to do?
What you going to do? 2016 has been a blessing. I want to say thank you for this great opportunity to speak to these great people and just share with them what God has done for me in 2016 going into 2017. For those that don't know, I am an author of a book called The Whole House, also a stage play, which is published in 2014. I'm coming out in 2017, which I wrote it in 2016. The new book I just finished, it's called Put a Ring on It, and we're actually flipping that into a play that's coming out in 2017. I'm an actor, director, and a writer, pastor. 2017, I'm super excited, and I'm almost finished. I'm super excited. I'm going to be releasing my book. We're actually going to be shooting that movie. God has blessed me with some great people that's going to turn my book and my play into a movie, and we're going to start in Atlanta. So I'm super excited about that. And my thought for the day is, if God said it, he's going to make it come to pass. Whatever you're going through, keep going through. Don't stop. God has, he has something great in store for you. Your latter days is going to be your better days. So don't give up on your dream. Keep dreaming. And don't let nobody stop you from reaching your destiny. If God has given it to you, trust me, he's going to make it come to pass. The money or not, God, he's going to work that thing out. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And y'all know the scripture. And he said, I'll add all the other stuff to you. So whatever you need, ask God for it. So 2016 for me has been great. 2017, I don't even know what 2017 is going to hold, but I'm super excited about it. So thank you so much for this great opportunity. I want to cut it short. I know everybody got some opportunity they want to share. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, just get prepared. Get prepared. God got some great things.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. And we look forward when you come to Atlanta so we can come and support that, support your vision.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, Pastor Roy Duncan, guys, I tell you, we have people calling in from everywhere. I think he's in North Carolina. We've had New York. We have Philadelphia. We've had I think Maryland represented. So we have had all over the area, all over the country so far. We are moving forward, and I think I have Osborne Dennis, that is next. Osborne, press 1 if you are here. He is actually, I think, calling from Colorado. Let me see here. 404 number. Where are you? 404. Bear with me, guys. I tell you, I'm super excited, as Pastor Roy said, super excited about. I don't know about you guys, but if you didn't have your fire lit, your fire should be like just like over, just overflowing at this point. Here we go. Osborne, welcome on Fire to Inspire. How you doing tonight, man of God?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Amen, amen. So 2016 in review, what you ready to do, man?
Yes, ma'am. 2016 for me was totally awesome. I'm in the land of the living. Need I say more? I'm in the land of the living. This past December 8th made 5 years that I've been out of federal prison, and God has continued to sustain me and bless me and allowed me to find my true identity. This past May, I was blessed to publish 2 of my Christian children's books, Crystal Visit to Heaven and the sequel, Crystal Versus the Bully. But God didn't stop there. He allowed me to get out the comfort zone and step out the boat and start doing speaking engagement. And at first I was kind of hesitant about it, but he said, as long as you got me, you got everything you need. So I took it upon that and stood on the word, and I stepped out the boat, and I've been speaking at several churches, after-school programs. Matter of fact, right now, man, Denver, I just spoke out here to the Youth Empowerment Group, and I've just been going around and just enjoying it, being a blessing to the kids, sharing some good experiences about bullying and just speaking life and showing love. And I don't mind if you don't mind, I want to share a little story with you right quick about a little boy who I spent a lot of time with. And okay. He was going through a lot of stuff at his school in his personal life as well. So I asked his mom, could I go up there and just start having lunch with him and spend some time with him? And she said, no problem. So I started going up there. And this particular day I went up to the school, and his teacher advised me that he was in the principal's office. And as I got to the principal's office, I was approached by the principal and the counselor. And the little boy, he had wrote a suicide note. Hmm. And when I read the note, you know, like I said, my book is about bullying. I try to spend as much time with him as possible. But when I read that note, it really brought everything home. And we sitting up in there, and me and him crying, and we hugging. And I told him, I said, man, you can't leave me. You know, whatever problem you got, I got it. You know, we're going to get past this right here. We're going to get past this thing together. So me and him sat up in there. We fellowship. We cried. And then we prayed. He's doing good now, but I still make myself available for him. But at that moment, God showed me without a shadow of a doubt, you are right here where I want you to be at. You know, there's no mistake about that. And my true identity was restored right there. And I think at that time right there, he got a second wind in his life, and I know I got one in my life. So even with the prison sentence and all that in the past life, I'm still good because I'm in the land of the living. And right now, I'm not selfish. I'm blessed. And now my whole thing in life is just to be a blessing to others. So I'm good. 2017, I'm going to just keep pressing on and bring bully awareness to as many people who will listen to me and just try to be a blessing to everyone and just speak life and show love. And that's my 2017 goal right there.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you so much for sharing with us. I'm telling you, because, you know, so many times people allow their past to dictate their future. They feel like, you know, their situation and their circumstance has defined who they are. But you said, no, not so, because God has given me my identity in him, not in what I've been through, not in the prison sentence, not in any of this. But you found your true identity in God, and now you're impacting others' lives. And I'm just telling you, that is so beautiful. I thank God for you, because you don't know what change and what shift you could have created for this boy. I know not could have. You have created because of your obedience and walking into this boy's life and doing what you're supposed to do. So I thank God for you. And greater is here, as I've said a few minutes ago for everybody. Greater is here. Greater is not coming. Greater is here. You just stay focused and continue to pursue the call in obedience. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. I tell you guys, beautiful, beautiful. If you want to share tonight, we are, you know, sharing. It's 2016 in review. What are you ready to do? Press 1. We'll go ahead and bring you live, and you can share. You know, remember, we're doing 3 minutes if we can, because I want to make sure I bring everybody that want to share on. Press 1, and we'll bring you live. If there's something you want to share, if there's even a comment that you want to make on what someone has already shared, I'm telling you, the sky is not the limit. Guess what? Everything is limitless, because there are no limits on God. There's no limit. So there are no limits on you. So don't put a price tag on him. Don't put a barrier on him. Don't put a barrier on yourself. See yourself as the greatness that he's created you to be. See yourself as the victory, the victorious person walking in victory daily. I don't care about your circumstance. I don't care about your past, but I care about your present and your future, and it looks bright. I just need you to see it as such. So I'm so excited for each and every person that share and each and every person that wants to share. Let me see if I have missed anyone. I think I've gotten everyone that's pressed 1 thus far. I'm excited, guys. Press 1 if you are live. I tell you, the Lord had given me a word that it was going to be not just radio, but I was called to TV, and God allowed that vision to actually manifest through Ron Denson and one of his clients earlier this year. I almost forgot about that, and I'm telling you, that video was so top of the line. I praise God for that opportunity, and also, I was in a movie trailer. And I'm telling you, God has just opened so many doors, and it's just so, it's like you can't even think of it all, because it's just so much that he's done. And all you got to do is stay focused. Don't think about or focus. Don't even give energy to things that aren't looking right. Just give energy to your assignment, because like everyone said, the promises are yay and amen. They have not changed. And so just stay focused on the call. Stay focused on the vision. Stay focused on your purpose, because there's so much, I'm telling you, it's so much in you that God wants to bring forth. Let me see here. Press 1 to share. whether you want to share something or just on what's been said, I'm telling you guys, this is just, this has been a night to be able to hear from all of these people, just empowering, impacting, and sharing what God is doing in this hour through each and every one of you. I tell you, we've had 8 people share already. Yes, it's been 8 already, and I'm telling you, each and every person has been an impact, and it. I don't take it for granted. I thank each and every one of you for sharing tonight, and it's just been beautiful. It's just been beautiful. For those of you who don't know who I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. For those of you who this is your first time tuning into the broadcast, I am author, I am motivator. My listeners and my followers call me Miss On Fire to Inspire, but I call myself a purpose midwife because I educate the kids, but I empower the adult. And so I empower the adult through this radio blog show, through my books. I have On Fire to Inspire, the book. Many of you don't even know that. On Fire to Inspire was actually out of obedience. God told me that I was to write this book, and I kept telling God who I was. And he was saying, but I created you. If you come out of that box, that's why I say take the limits off of it. If you come out of that box and let him be you, be God, then he'll show you who you are. You'll find your true identity in him. So On Fire to Inspire, the book is available on ebook, paperback, audio CD. And I'm telling you, there are pieces. God will wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to empower you to tell you, hey, you know what? I know what it looks like, but you know what? You're still triumphant. There's a piece called triumphant. There's one called redeemed. There's one called you're chosen. There's one called when you answer his call. I'm telling you, full potential, because so many people are living beneath their full potential. And it's time for you to rise up. You know, I spoke, we did a conference, Mr. Expect Greater, Edward L. Surratt, in Gaviney, South Carolina. We spoke in June. We did a conference together. And the Lord said, tell them that it's time to awaken, arise, and move. And we talked about that, and I'm telling you, the Lord gave me an affirmation from that. And, woo, I'm telling you, the fire that it just awakened some people. And even after that event, you know, as I share what happened at that event, other people were enlightened and impacted. And that's what it's all about. It's about you being that voice for whatever it is that you're doing. So if you're called to be a speaker, be the best speaker. Don't be anybody else. Be you. Be the best you that God created you to be. If you are called to be a servant to someone else through your services, your products and services, like the mailman. He does credit restoration and things of that nature. He was sharing with me how one of his clients had they got some 31 things taken off of her credit in 30 days. Man, I mean, guys, whatever you're doing, impact the world. Osborne just shared with us how God showed him a young man who had written a suicide note, and God allowed him to impact that boy's life. He was in prison at one time, but God is using him to deliver people now. So many people are in prison in their minds, but he said, I'm free, so I'm going to help other people become free. So what is it that God is calling you to do at this hour? Is it to be an entrepreneur? Is it to be a psychiatrist? Is it to be a chiropractor? What is it that he's calling you to do? Don't sit on your gifts any longer, because guess what? It's not for you. Don't be selfish. Don't be scared, because fear is not of God. Walk in faith. Walk in faith. Stay focused. Do what he's called you to do. Many of you are like me. You have multiple gifts. So you got to ask God, okay, God, out of these multiple gifts, which one do you want me to focus on first? Because he's going to use you to focus on one, and then he's going to use you to start the other, and then the other. You don't have multiple birds. That's not just me. So I'm like, okay, God, but you told me to do this. He's like, yeah, but you're going to do this too. So don't walk in fear, walk in faith. Faith is not walking by sight, just like the Bible says. It's not something that you see. It's trusting him and living by the Spirit, letting him guide you, letting him rule and reign and have his being in you. But you got to make a decision that you're going to say, God, I trust you. Despite what I see, I trust you. I know we were praying, we volunteered and praying at TV 57 about a year or so ago. And God, the last person God had me pray for, he said, tell her to trust, have faith, and believe. And then when I was in a valley experience myself, God said, now that word that you gave her, I need you to do it. Trust, have faith, and believe. So there are some things, I mean, when you're going through some things, I need you to find your favorite scripture. I need you to find your favorite song. And you sing that.
that to yourself. You encourage yourself. You may have to be your own cheerleader at times, and guess what? That's all right, because whatever you're putting into your spirit, man, just like you're feeding your body, you got to feed your spirit, because if you're not feeding it, what are you going to produce? You gotta equip yourself. You got to position yourself and stay focused. I'm telling you guys, it 2017, but you know, so many people are waiting on 2017, but guess what? God said, I'm not finished blessing you in 2016. So your 2017, yes, it's going to be fruitful. It's going to be beautiful, but guess what? You still got four more days. Today is almost over. So we're going to say three more impactful days that God says, I can bless you. All I need you to do is to stay focused in these last 3 days. So you may have some contracts that are pending. I speak to those contracts and tell them, hey, loose in Jesus' name. We speak to those approvals that you're waiting on. We see approved stamps in the atmosphere. So we're going to release everything that it is that we want to see. We're going to speak it. Stop speaking what you're currently seeing and start speaking. I dare you to trust God and start speaking what you want to see. Despite what you currently see, speak what you want to see, because it's already yours. All you got to do is walk in the power and authority that God has given you. He has given you the power and authority to produce. So produce it, speak it. Don't let fear block you. Don't let fear paralyze you. Speak what you want to see. So if those contracts you want, speak that contract. Speak debt-free living. Speak multiple streams of income. I dare you to trust God and do something you haven't done before. Again, if you are wanting to share, press 1, we're going to bring you live with us on Friday Inspire 2016 in review. Now, what you ready to do? I tell you guys, this is a powerful, powerful show, because you guys have made it that. You've shared. Guys, I'm telling you, you put another light under my fire, and I praise God for each and every person that has pressed 1 and shared tonight. Now, again, if you want to share and you want to press that one, go ahead and go. We are going to continue our sponsorship at $25 a month. You can be a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire. We are bringing fruitful ministry and word into people's lives. I'm telling you, God gave me this show, and He said, you and your guests will be Mary, and your listeners will be Elizabeth. So for those who are not walking in their gifts, they're not walking in their talents, they're just stagnant, God said their babies are going to be leaping, because you and your listener, your guest, you're walking in obedience, and you're just making that baby leap as they hear your voice. And then for the person who's walking in that gift, that person who's doing what God is calling them to do, that person who understands their identity, God says, you're putting fuel on their fire. So it's like putting gasoline on the fire, and they're staying encouraged. They're staying impacted and empowered weekly. So if you want to sow into this, it's only $25 a month, and we're bringing this word to people. They're changing lives. We're making impact. $25 a month, man, you eat that at Applebee's in one setting. So 2016 in review, what are you ready to do? What are you ready to do differently? First, it starts with a mindset shift. One of the things that we say on our prayer line each week, each day, I tell God, I say, God, I thank you that I purposely do a mind dump. And purposely doing a mind dump, saying I dump on this carnal mind and I take on the mind of Christ, so that my mind, my thoughts, my will line up with your will. So if I'm walking in oneness with you, then I can't be nothing but successful. I can do nothing but make great impact, because I can only do what you say do. My will lines up with your will, and my ways line up with your ways. So shift your mindset. Everything that you're doing to be purposeful, to be impactful and successful, it starts with a mindset shift. Anything that lines up with the kingdom, and anything that don't line up with the kingdom, you go ahead and throw it on out the window. You shoot that on out the window. You leave it in 2016. You can't take that garbage and that garbage mindset into 2017 if you want to walk in fruitfulness. So everything that does not line up with your vision, everything that does not line up with your goals, anything that's negative, leave it in 2016 and move forth in everything and be used. Strategy that God has given you. Be strategic, move with momentum, and be intentional about your purpose. Just like you intentionally go and crank up your car, intentionally be about your purpose like that. Intentionally, I want you to write down some of the things that you want to do, not a setting a resolution, but I want you to set some attainable goals, short term, long term,
and see the fruit that you're producing. And you start declaring and decreeing and affirming everything that you've set as a goal. Affirm it and say, God, you know what? I lift this up to you because it's already done. You told me to do it. So I give it back to you for you to bless it and increase it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, one last time, I'm going to ask you if you want to share. If you want to share tonight, press 1. We're going to bring you on live. And you can share whether you are sharing from being a guest. Excuse me, from the guest. I do see someone that just pressed 1. Here we go. You are live on Fire to Inspire. Air code 334. Who do we have with us?
This is Nalorence Davis.
Hey, hi, Aaliyah. How you doing?
I am great. And how are you?
I am great. I am great. 2016 and review, girlfriend. What are you ready to do?
I am ready to walk boldly in my purpose. I am ready to start my new businesses. I am ready to do whatever it is that God says for me to do.
I am
ready to be a better person, Christian, mother, wife, woman of God, and whatever God says I am, I am.
Amen.
I am ready in the name of Jesus to move forward in 2017.
Amen, amen. And now, tell us real quickly, your show airs every Monday at what time?
My show, The Nalorence Davis Show, airs every Monday at 5 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio and every third Sunday night at 5 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. So, guys, that's Nalorence at The Nalorence Show. I'm telling you, we got some media personalities that dialed in tonight. We've had some ministers, some speakers, some empowerment coaches, some relationship coaches. I'm telling you, this thing is just getting, as Dr. Womack says, it's just getting gooder and gooder. I know that ain't good English, y'all. I'm just making an analogy. So, you've been doing some acting. You've been doing, you're a songstress, soloist.
Yes.
Girl, you walking in your gift. You're doing a great job with it.
Thank you. I just wanted to check in with you and say God bless you, keep doing what you're doing, and I will be supporting as much as I can, and I am just looking forward to 2017.
Amen, amen. Thank you again for sharing, and we praise God for you and everything that you're walking into and continuing to do it.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I tell you guys, see what I'm talking about? Each and every person has all kind of gifts, talents, and ability. That woman of God there is a speaker, an actress, a soloist. I mean, she has a CD that's out as well. I mean, so many gifts, talents, and abilities. So I'm telling you, the multiple streams of income are here for you. All you got to do is walk in it. All you have to do is just do it. If you want to share, press 1, and we'll bring you live. If you have anything that you want to share with us, or if you just want to make a comment about one of the people that has been a great impact to you and something that's been said, because we've had about 10 people now that have shared, and I'm telling you, it has been such a blessing. Amen, amen, I tell you. Such a blessing, such a blessing, such a blessing. Woo, I tell you. Well, guys, we have had an action-packed show. We have gone almost an hour. I can't even believe we've been almost an hour already. Do we have another person just press 1? Let me see. I think someone just pressed 1. Let me double check. No, I didn't want to miss anybody. If you had something to share or if you had something that has impacted you tonight, you press 1, we're going to bring it live. But again, 2016 in review, what are you going to do? It's time to do everything that God has placed on the inside of you. And, you know, I normally don't end my show with a prayer, but I'm being led to do so in everything that I do. I do what God said to do. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for each person that has shared and even the people that have not shared. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gifts, Lord God. We thank you that every gift will no longer lie dormant. Every person will walk in the gifts, the talent, and ability, Lord God, because you have created them to be a success, God. So we thank you, Lord God, for each and every person. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every connection. We thank you, Lord God, for every resource, Lord God, that is here. to make this everything that you called them to be fruitful. Father, we thank you for laser focus as we move forth in everything that you've called us to. God, we thank you, Lord God, for distractions being already null and void, powerless. We render them powerless. And Lord God, we thank you that each and every person understands their assignment. They understand that their identity is in you, and that their purpose is so much greater than what they think it is. God, they can't walk by emotion, but Lord God, we're moving by your spirit. We're moving by your might. We declare and decree in total agreement that we are walking in the liberty and freeness that you've called us to. We thank you for multiple streams of income. We thank you for life and liberty. God, we thank you, Lord God, for success that's here for each and every person. We thank you, Lord God, for the children, for each and every parent that's here, Lord God, that you have already made the way for them, Lord God, to be producers of who you are, even as a parent. God, we thank you for strategies. We thank you for creativity. We thank you for everything that is here for your people. We thank you for fruitfulness now. In the matchless name of Jesus, we declare and decree it so, and so it be. In Jesus' almighty name, amen. Guys, I thank you for tuning in each and every week on Fire to Inspire with Miss Aaliyah Butler. On Fire to Inspire, Miss On Fire to Inspire, the Purpose Midwife. I thank you. Make sure that you share with your friends, because we will be launching the recording shortly. So if you want to have somebody listen to the recording, make sure you share. And for each and every person that shared, make sure that you go into the event and put your points or your power in there, the things that really, really you want to share. Put those out there. Put your connection, how they can connect with you and contact you, because it's all about being fruitful in the connections. I'm a connector, and that's what it's all about. If you want to sow into this ministry, we have PayPal at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. My books are available on Amazon and Kindle. And you can get them available also on ebook, paperback, and audio CD for On Fire to Inspire. We do have a learning book just for me for your children that is a bilingual sing-along in English and Spanish. So like I told you, I educate the kids by empowering the adult. I am Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. 2016 has been great, but guess what? 2017 is going to be even greater. Continue to stay focused. Walk in the fruitfulness of who God has called you to be. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. And it will be 2017. Y'all have a great one. Good night.